Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We move from a natural catastrophe to a man-made catastrophe. The headlines in Reuters ties two states together who couldn't be going in more profoundly different directions. That would be Argentina and Venezuela. The headline, Venezuela won't allow exit of opposition aides in Argentine embassy. The backstory here is that there are six opposition aides for the party that is standing for the presidency at the end of July who have fled to the Argentine embassy in Caracas because they were about to be arrested and persecuted by the Maduro regime. There was an arrangement early on that Maduro's regime would permit these six to travel to Argentina. However, that was taken back, and now we have the tangle getting deeper. At the same time, Maduro is campaigning very hard for his reelection, and in the polling is trailing the opposition personality, who is a mild-mannered accountant, I believe, trailing him by 20 or 40 points, some fantastic number. Joseph, I come to you. This embassy tangle, we've seen this before. Is this representative of the two countries going in different directions, or are they about to be in a, what you'd have to say, a violent confrontation over the fate of these six people?
Yeah, I don't know about violent, but there are certainly two countries that are going in different directions. We all know the direction that Nicolas Maduro is taking Venezuela. It's already there. It's a direction towards economic poverty. It's a direction towards high levels of insecurity. It's a direction of a totalitarian control over the state and society. President Javier Milei from Argentina represents diametrically 180 degrees opposite that direction. He's trying to transform Argentina from not just the previous president, but previous presidents and really even decades, if not almost a century, of bad policies going back to the Peronist era that have taken Argentina into one of the highest inflation rates in the world. That's how Venezuela began with one of the highest inflation rates in the world, and now we've seen where the country has landed. I think President Milei is going to be very vocal when he sees countries move or adopt any kind of socialist policies. I think he'll be vocal when he sees especially leaders in the region that are adopting anti-democratic practices. And I think that he's going to, he's proven not to be shy to basically call those leaders out. And so in that sense, I think that President Milei is diametrically opposed to the regime in Venezuela, to Nicolas Maduro himself. And the issue of the embassy and these individuals, unfortunately, it's something that Maduro has a little bit more leverage on because it's in his country. And actually, when I was in Argentina, pretty much going back to the beginning of April, that's when this issue of providing safe passages to the Venezuelan opposition members that are being persecuted began to get that's when the issue began. And back then, the Maduro regime was signaling that they were going to do this, that they were going to allow this safe passage, but they kept reneging on the deal. So here we are more than a month later, and they still haven't done this. And so I think that Maduro regime, as they tend to do, uses anyone that's is in refuge or anyone that's seeking asylum as leverage against other countries that he can play with the political as a kind of a political weapon. So I think that that's what we're seeing in the case of the Venezuelans in the Argentine embassy in Caracas.
And about that poll that I mentioned, it was just one poll, but it showed Maduro down 20 or 40 points, some fantastic amount. Does that suggest that he's got some trick that we haven't seen yet to win the election?
No. Well, if there was actual real elections in Venezuela, then, Maduro probably would be worried about any polls. But the truth of it is that there is no conditions of free and fair elections in Venezuela. Everything that Maduro regime might have talked about with the international community, going back to what's infamously called the Barbados Agreement, has all been violated. He's continually doing the totalitarian tactics that he's always done in terms of persecution. And, you know, there's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of press. There's no civil society. There really is no democratic institution, either in the government or outside, that allow for a free election. So Maduro knows that. I think he's just using the election as a kind of a political show to be able to not distract necessarily, but to be able to augment other things that are, I think, are more imminent, such as his attack on Guyana.
Let us move to Argentina for a moment, Ernesto, because this is your skill set, dealing with disputes between leadership. I mentioned that the Argentines and the Venezuelans are disputing over the refuge of an embassy, but now we have what you'd have to say a trash talking from Buenos Aires to Madrid, and you attended Madrid recently. You and Joseph talked very well about a magical city, but the government there is deeply troubled. And now we have this headline: Spain recalls ambassador after Argentine's Milei calls the prime minister's wife corrupt. Can you help the audience understand this? Is this Milei gaining the attention of all the assumed leadership in the Latin American world, and it's become fashionable to battle with Milei, who is an outspoken person, certainly? That gets you attention, or is this something new, Spain's alienation of Buenos Aires?
Well, John, that's something new, because Milei is something very new. I'm very pleased to see Milei playing not only the role of an economic reformer at home, very daringly so, but also the role of an international reference for people on the conservative side, people who want back their freedoms from globalist regimes, both in Latin America and elsewhere. Many people said, oh, Milei is going to be a pragmatic. Those are only rhetorical points during his campaign regarding, China, regarding the world, regarding socialism. No, he's really playing that role because I think that's what he believes in. And he's becoming the main reference worldwide, or at least in Europe and the Americas, I think, and in Latin America. A reference for those who believe in the freedom, values of freedom. So what he did in Spain was building on that role, calling attention to the the misdeeds of what seems to be misdeeds of the wife of Sanchez. Sanchez performed what the conservatives in Spain consider a coup d'etat, getting the help from separatists in Catalonia to form a government after losing an election. So Milei is playing undiplomatically. I think that's good, because too often diplomacy has been used to make the life easier for tyrants, for dictators, for people on the, the pro-crime side of the spectrum, and never used for whatever is right in the world. And Milei is saying, okay, away with diplomacy. Let's say things how they are, and let's show that I'm here not only talking for Argentina, but talking for people who have their voices silenced around the world for a long time. So Spain, the government of Spain, bought it and say, okay, we'll go ahead with this this fight, which I think is what Milei wanted, because this calls more attention to the situation that many people didn't know about regarding the wife of the head of government of Spain. So I think that's part of a projection thrust by Milei.
Joseph, I come to you with a headline about Vox. I believe both you and Ernesto informed me about Vox. I didn't know much about it before your trip to Spain. This is Reuters. Spanish far-right party Vox held a mass rally in Madrid ahead of the European election, which is 6 to 9 June coming up. That's the EU. Touting the support of the international allies, including President Javier Milei, the prime ministers of Italy and Hungary, that would be Orban of Hungary and Giorgia Meloni of Italy, and right-wing leaders from France and Portugal. So we're talking about Milei being now used as a icon for Vox. Is that good news, Joseph? Does that support Vox?
Well, the relationship that President Milei has with Vox actually goes back a long while. So it isn't like necessarily the Vox is capitalizing on it today. They've been working with President Milei before he was president. They've been working with him even before he was a congressman. And so Javier Milei has always been aligned with Vox mostly because they have the same adversaries. The Pedro Sanchez government in Spain and the Socialist Party in Spain are the ones that are basically trying to bring this kind of authoritarian influence into that country. President Milei, obviously, he's a libertarian. He's a free market guy, so he's completely against that. And so he's been aligning with all these people in Brazil, as Ernesto mentioned. He aligned with President Bolsonaro, you know, when President Bolsonaro was president and he was just a commentator on the outside. So now that he's the president, he's in many ways trying to reinforce and legitimize those networks. And so what his trip to Madrid really represented was his bolstering on the transatlantic community about how important these principles are globally at a time that Europe is heading towards the elections of the EU. And I think that was the timing of this event. That's the importance of Milei going. And I'm sure he has a crazy busy agenda. I hear that he's one of the most sought after speakers in terms of not just presidents, but just in speakers in general in the world. And you know, he made sure he made time because he understands the importance of Europe, the importance of the EU, and the need to have an election that results with more pro-freedom politicians in the European Union.
And Ernesto, has this long been true that Madrid and Buenos Aires, Madrid and Brasilia, I could go through the capitals, have speaking relationships? They talk to each other, they worry about each other, and they are useful for politics. Is that a longstanding fact?
I think it is, but mostly for the Spanish-speaking countries in Latin America and not so much for Brazil. In Brazil, Spain doesn't have a lot of influence. But in the Spanish-speaking countries, yes. And too often, again, this influence has been used in support for the bad guys. You have the former prime minister or head of government of Spain, Zapatero, identified as one of the people who allowed for Maduro to stay in power for so long and to consolidate his power for so long. You don't see the right in Spain, the traditional right in Spain, not Vox. Vox is the new right. But the traditional right, you don't see them trying to exert that sort of influence. They support investment in Latin America, but don't try to influence the politics. But the left in Spain tries to influence and has influenced politics in Latin America towards the left, towards narco-socialist regimes like Maduro. So it's good to see Vox on the right of the spectrum, conservative, pro-freedom, pro-markets, going towards this direction of, let's say, not only trying to influence, but exchanging influences with Latin America, in the case of Milei, which his influence, of course, Vox in Spain now. So I think that's very welcome, because then you have an important country like Spain with an important political force working together with people who want freedom for Latin America.
There's been an election in the Caribbean where there's no negative. So when we come back, we're going to surprise everybody. Joseph Umar in Medellin, Colombia. Ernesto Araujo in North America with me. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.